Offering my most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this Thursday's version of Thursday Live. Today is the 1st of April and it gives us great pleasure to come to you live from our studios at the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center in Prashanthi Nilayam. Even as we reach out to you, we hope all of you are keeping well and keeping safe. The month of March left us with a parting gift. It touched 40 degrees yesterday, and if you were to believe the forecast, looks like that's going to be the norm for the week as well. The summer, the legendary Prashanthi summer is here, and we are beginning to bake in that heat that we've all come to be familiar with. The month of April, of course, is a month which has many festivals, but even as we are going to be observing these festivals, we are not too sure about the nature of the festivities that we'll have. As many of you are aware, many cities are still struggling with the situation with the pandemic, what they believe could be the second wave, and we are quite unsure as to what measures the government is going to be taking, what restrictions are going to be imposed on movement in and out of some of the important cities. That being the case, we're not too sure what will be the nature of the festivities. So please do stay tuned to our social media channels, be it on WhatsApp, Instagram, Telegram, or of course our Facebook page. And regular updates will be given to you on Thursdays as part of this Prashanthi Vibes program. So you can keep checking in with us as to what will be the nature of the programs. But nevertheless, the festivals that are lined up for this month are that of Ugadi, the Telugu New Year's Day. That's on 13th of this month. 14th, we have the Tamil and the Malayalam New Year's Day Vishu. So I think the festivals, if they are being observed, will be on 14th and 15th. On 21st of April, we have the Sri Ramanavami. And the 24th of April, of course, we have the Aradhana Mahotsavam. What will be the programs? Whether there will be special programs in the mandir or most of our programs are going to be online, that we will keep you informed as we go through the month. As part of today's satsang in the evening at 7:30, we have a talk by one of our senior alumni, Mr. B. Mallikeshwaran sir. Mallikeshwaran sir had the opportunity to study in Swami's college during the good old Brindavan days, the old bungalow days as they are called, and he had the blessed opportunity to serve Swami, being physically close to him, and an opportunity such as that presents many lessons, life lessons that one can hold dear, not only for oneself, and it can also be shared with the rest of the world. And I think that's what Mallikeshwaran sir is going to do. He's going to talk to us about some very beautiful lessons in devotion, in loving Swami, in serving Swami, that he learned by observing those around him, and of course by Swami's personal instructions and interactions too. So that's at 7:30. You can watch the program on YouTube. We've also tried to add some relevant photographs from those times. So if you watch it on YouTube, you'll get to see all of that. But if you prefer tuning in to the radio, 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the audio of that very same talk on Isha Stream. So that's in the evening. And right now, Mallikeshwaran sir serves in the Sri Sathya Sai Senior Boys Hostel. In fact, after his education, he briefly went out and worked in the corporate. But much before his retirement, he came away to Prashanthi seeking another opportunity to serve Swami. And ever since, he's been part of the Senior Boys Hostel. He takes care of the students there. And we are sure that you'll enjoy his talk. In fact, even his two sons are alumni of our Swami's college, and definitely blessed in that sense. Talking of Vrindavan and being students, today, the 1st of April, is actually a day that we would all very fondly look forward to when we were students, especially students of the Vrindavan campus. Many of you may be aware or may not be, for many years, Swami's schools and colleges would very promptly close on the 31st of March. All exams would conclude by the 31st of March, other than the government exams like the 10th and 12th boards, because those timings are not in our control. All other schools and colleges would complete their academic year on the 31st of March. And when we are in Vrindavan, Swami would be there. Sometime in mid-March, Swami would come to Vrindavan. And you could imagine the last couple of weeks or the last 3 weeks of March would be the time we would be giving our end semester exams. And Swami was also there in Vrindavan giving us beautiful darshans and opportunities in Thri Vrindavan. So we would so very fondly look forward to the 31st of March and the 1st of April when our vacations would begin. So that this distraction that is academics would come to an end and we can completely bask in Swami's presence. Generally, all students feel very relieved when their exams get over, and that's quite natural. But you'll agree that this was pretty unique and very different. Just the sheer joy of hanging around Swami without any worry or concern, you know, truly speaking, that is really the definition of Brahmacharya that Swami gives. Brahmacharya is a period of life, period in your lifetime, when you're able to wholly dedicate your thinking and all your actions to God and the pursuit of God, right? And literally that's the opportunity that the summer vacations or even the winter vacations gave us. There was no worry about academics, and most of us did not have to worry too much about what's happening back at home and everything. And we could completely focus on Swami, and we would so desperately look forward to this time. And April 1st was always very fond for all of us in that sense. The other beautiful thing about this period is Swami would invariably give us advice on the 31st or the 1st or 2nd of April as to what we must do when we are away from Swami, right? We are going for a vacation. We would spend 2 months away from Swami, those boys who leave promptly on the 31st of March. And of course, the other beautiful thing about the summer is even as 31st of March comes, many of the students would start leaving for their vacations. And the number of students around Swami would be lesser. Lesser the number, more the chances. So that is one more reason we would look forward to. So Swami would start giving us advice as to how we must carry ourselves and how we must live when we are away from Swami. And I think it would be perfect to share that with all of you, because for those of us who are feeling that we are away from Prashanti, we are not able to come, here is Swami's advice as to how we must conduct ourselves when we are physically far from Swami, so that we preserve what we have achieved in Swami's presence. And Swami would often give this analogy. He would say that Swami's presence, be it Vrindavan or Prashanti Nilayam, is like a garage for cars. And Swami would say, you are all like cars that are worn out and that have many problems. Your parents have come and left you with me. And, you know, I'm the mechanic in the garage who tinkers you and tightens your bolts and oils you and does all the necessary repair work that is required. And I've been doing this all through the year. And now is the time when you briefly go back to your homes. So Swami would say, you must ensure that this car does not return at the end of the vacations in the same way it came to me in the beginning, right? Meaning you should ensure that you don't go so much out of order being away from Swami. And some of the things that Swami would tell, especially one thing that Swami would specifically advise is, Swami would say, don't go back to old friends, right? That's something that Swami would very often repeat to students. Swami would say that you've come here, you've developed good habits, you've developed good manners. If you go back to your villages or cities and start hanging out with those friends who may be good people, you know, that's not that they were bad or they were wrong, but then it disturbs the balance that has been balance and the character that has been set in you. But at the same time, Swami would say, you go back and spend time with your parents. And I would look at it as this way. When we talk about duty, when we talk about our duty towards our parents and relatives, that is something where we do not have a choice, right? Duty is something that has to be performed irrespective of whether we want it, we don't want it, we have an inclination to it or not. So when it comes to duty, perform your duty. But when it comes to places where you have a choice, whom you hang out with, whom you spend time with, who are the friends that you keep contact with, these are places where you can exercise your choice, and you have to exercise your choice to ensure that you keep good company. And good company is simply defined as company that turns you towards God and it helps you progress towards God. So this is an advice that Swami would often give, and I'll leave you with that. This program is called Prashanti Vibes. Truly, Prashanti Vibes is when we are able to feel Swami's presence, and these are all tips that Swami would give us to ensure that we feel Swami's presence when our mind thinks that we are away from Swami. With that, I'm going to leave you with a beautiful song, again a song that is very dear to all of our students, and I'm sure all devotees too. On the other side of it, the programs of this Thursday will resume, and I will be coming to you just after the song for the first segment, that is the Gita series. So don't go away, enjoy the song. I'll be right back.
चाहिए साई हमें, बस चाहिए तेरे साईं।